This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A controversial land use reform bill has new life at the state legislature. A House committee restored provisions that would force many local governments to allow accessory dwelling units in all neighborhoods, plus more residential density near transit. Representative Iman Judah is a sponsor.
We understand that there's a lot of concern, as is the case with any meaningful state legislation, but there's also a lot of encouragement, and this is what we, as state leaders, think is right.
The bill still has some hurdles to clear in the House, and then it needs approval in the Senate, which could be tricky. Three suspects have been charged with murder in last month's deadly rock-throwing spree west of Denver. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The suspects, all 18-year-olds, allegedly killed a young woman as they randomly threw landscaping rocks at moving cars in parts of Boulder and Jefferson counties. The Jeffco DA's office filed 13 charges in district court Wednesday, including first-degree murder. The suspects are also charged with injuring at least three other drivers during the spree. The 18-year-olds face life in prison if convicted of first-degree murder. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The public transit service Bustang in southern Colorado is free this month. The line between Trinidad and Pueblo launched in March. CDOT has 8 bus lines that connect small communities like Crested Butte, Alamosa, and Craig to larger cities. Those lines cost up to $45 depending on distance. You're listening to CPR News. The Daily is next.